AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A House committee report is indicating that the two hacks of Office of Personnel Management computers in 2014 may have been a joint effort. AP correspondent Eric Tucker reports.
OPM initially told the public and Congress that there were two unrelated and unconnected events. This report suggests that they were likely connected and perhaps coordinated as well. But some of that attribution remains a little bit unclear.
The new congressional report is providing previously undisclosed details and a behind-the-scenes chronology of one of the worst ever cyber attacks on the U.S., laying out missed opportunities to stop it. In talking with young people at an event in Laos, President Obama says Southeast Asia means a lot to him.
As I drive around here, it's very familiar to me. It reminds me of my childhood and my commitment to deepening America's ties to Southeast Asia is very real.
Obama lived in Indonesia as a boy. His sister is half Indonesian. He's also told the young adults they will build the future of the Southeast Asian region. After hitting the tip of the Baja California Peninsula, Hurricane Newton is heading on a path that's expected to take it to the Mexican mainland, then on to the U.S. border.
The real main impacts are going to be some potential for very heavy rains spreading into the southern part or southeastern part of Arizona and potentially southwestern New Mexico.
National Hurricane Center meteorologist John Cangellosi says that could happen by midday. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says her country's made many strides in dealing with all the migrants who arrived last year, but she admits there's still much to do. A drop in executions in this country makes some think the death penalty is fading away. There have been just two executions since May 1st, and the total for 2016 could hit a 25-year low. Execution drug shortages, one of the reasons that could be behind that. This is AP Radio News. There's a guilty plea in a 2013 attack at LAX that killed a federal airport screening officer. More from the AP's Amanda Myers.
Paul Ciancia has pleaded guilty to murder and 10 other charges in the shooting. There was overwhelming evidence against him, including surveillance video. So he almost had no choice but to plead guilty or potentially face the death penalty.
Well, there are plenty of touring companies of Jersey Boys.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes.
But the Broadway version of the musical about the group The Four Seasons will only be around for a few more months, as we hear from the AP's Jamie Fryer.
The curtain comes down on Jersey Boys January 15th. The musical opened in 2005, making it the 12th longest-running show in Broadway history. Jersey Boys won the Tony Award for Best Musical and a Grammy for Best Cast Album.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.